Western New York OTB is the subject of an FBI investigation around the awarding of lucrative contracts. That's according to reporting by Investigative Post, the only nonprofit newsroom devoted to investigative reporting in Western New York. Its founder, editor, and executive director, Jim Heaney, joins me now to discuss that story. Welcome back. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
So like the Buffalo Billion, this OTB issue is about contracting, which makes you like the prince of procurement or something. What's going on?
I guess I've been called worse.
If you think about it, that's pretty bad. Sorry about that.
That's okay. The FBI is asking questions about how the Western Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation is doling out contracts. They're looking right now. I think the primary one is media production and buying for ads for their racetrack in Batavia. It was awarded several years back to a firm whose principal is very active in Republican circles. Done a lot of business on behalf of Republican candidates in Republican campaigns.
Is this Arnie Rothschild?
Pardon?
Is this Arnie Rothschild?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The OTB is a Republican dominated organization. Most of the board members have either served the Republican Party in some sort of party role or have held elected office on the Republican line. Henry Wotozak, the president, is former chair of the Republican Party in Niagara County. Many of the senior staff have Republican connections, so it's a pretty cozy operation in that regard. And the folks that are getting contracts that they're looking at also have pretty are also Republican related. So they're basically looking at if there's I don't know if they're looking at through this exact lens, but there's a Republican dominated organization that's giving contracts out to Republican connected companies.
So when you asked Arnie Rothschild, who is the head of this one firm, about this, he said something like he thinks that the investigation could be politically motivated. Maybe it's a sin to be Republican, he said.
Well, yeah, that was his comment. I don't know. Last time I looked, the FBI is in works for a Republican president. So
I was going to say, like,
I'm not sure I buy that. It is interesting that there's scant evidence that either the state attorney general or the state gaming commission, which are both in Democratic hands, it doesn't look like they're taking a look at anything, going back to the possible improper use of tickets, health insurance for board members. For whatever reasons, the Democratic powers that be in New York State don't appear to be paying attention to what is kind of a growing scandal.
But the FBI is, which, as you point out, is a federal Bureau of Investigation, and it's under a Republican administration. As far as you can tell, was the OTB's procurement policy violated, or have you not been able to determine that?
I have not yet obtained the procurement policy. It's kind of interesting. Early on, when I was dealing with the OTB, I filed FOI requests and was kind of pleasantly surprised at the speed in which they provided information. The more I report on them, the slower the response is. I'll get that FOI off shortly, and we'll see how long it takes to get an answer.
Some of this has to do with names that are familiar to my listeners, like former state senator George Maziarz. What is the connection there?
Well, I think George, George was kind of the king of Niagara County when he was in office. He and a lot of other Republicans in that neck of the woods have had a pretty severe falling out. So George has, in a sense, become a bit of a whistleblower, I guess. He held a press conference maybe a month and a half ago and basically accused Wotozak of being involved in a bid-rigging scheme involving a county contract. And there is no love lost between George and a lot of his former allies. It's pretty ugly.
What's at the heart of that
breakup? I don't know. I think that's something we're probably going to want to explore. But to hear George tell it, you know, some of his former associates have been up to no good, and he has trouble with people who betray a public trust.
So, you can read the story at investigativepost.org. There's another story I wanted to ask you about, and it's vaccinations? No.
Lead poisoning.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we reported, Marsha McLeod and my staff reported just yesterday, actually. The city of Buffalo has a very serious lead poisoning problem. Hundreds of kids, mostly inner city kids, are being diagnosed with high levels of lead in their blood every year. Buffalo has a particular, this is a serious problem in relationship to other places of comparable size. And So a group funded by the Community Foundation here, 14 months ago, they went out, they hired a consultant, they got a lot of expertise, and they gave the city, county, and state a 19-point plan to rectify the problem. Very detailed. Looks like it made a lot of sense. The county was responsible for implementing 3 of the recommendations. They've done that. The state looks like they've done 1, maybe 2 of the 5. City of Buffalo is asked to do 9. They have, in 14 months, they have done nothing.
Huh.
They've done legwork to, you know, eventually get things done. But at a time when, you know, hundreds of kids are being poisoned every year, the city is slow walking this.
What do the activists say, like at Push Buffalo?
They're saying, let's get going, like yesterday, let's get going. But this is a continuation of the city's kind of nonchalant approach to this under Byron Brown. And by extension, it's an approach on the part of the city to basically not address problems involving low-income people of color. You know, to me, it's outrageous that in 14 months, you can't get anything in place.
Meanwhile, this isn't reinventing the wheel. Rochester has done a lot on this.
Yeah. I mean, what you need to do is you need to look at best practices elsewhere and implement them here. But there is zero sense of urgency. Zero.
Why is that? It would seem to me, I mean, from the outside looking in, Byron Brown's base is this very group of people. Why not help them?
Well, it's because he doesn't help his base. You know, I think I've probably said this on your show before. I've said it in different forums. When it comes to not just lead poisoning, but a lot of issues of particular concern to people of color in this town, if Byron Brown was a white politician, he'd be accused of being a racist for indifference at best under these kind of issues. He just doesn't. I think it's some combination. I think it's indifference. I also think it's incompetence. City government here, doesn't do a lot of things well. And addressing lead poisoning is one of those things it doesn't do well.
You can read about both of these stories at investigativepost.org. Jim Heaney is the founder and executive director at Investigative Post. Jim, it's always good to speak with you. Thank you again.
Take care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.